Well, good Monday morning. Captain Marty here with a chock-a-block full fishing report. All kinds of things to talk about. Two new species out in the ocean that we'll talk about. Really, really good. But it was kind of inconsistent sometimes, hot and cold. I'll be right back to tell you all about it.
The desire for being on the water is what draws people to the Outer Banks. OBX Boat Company in Kill Devil Hills shares that desire with you. The only full-service, Yamaha-authorized dealer on the beach, OBX Boat Company is committed to providing you the best possible boat ownership experience. Their carefully selected brands of center consoles and family-friendly pontoon boats are all powered by ultra-reliable Yamaha motors. They offer excellent financing options as well. To learn more and see their inventory, visit obxboatco.com.
Are you ready for a fishing thrill like no other?
Oh, there he is! There he is! Oh, got him up!
As seen on Wikitune and Outer Banks, the Carolina Girl, captained by majestic Jesse Anderson, is a custom, luxurious, 53-foot Jarrett Bay-built boat running out of Hatteras Harbor Marina. Let Jesse and her crew give you a fishing experience of a lifetime. Book a trip, go online to CarolinaGirlSportFishing.com. Carolina Girl Sport Fishing, your offshore adventure awaits. So we talk about the offshore fishing first, and we know that down in Hatteras, kind of rough yesterday, but the guys down there picked out a day, caught some wahoo, caught a few dolphin or mahi, a scattered blackfin tuna. And over the last few days, they've released several blue marlin down there. And that's normal for this time of year. I also saw one wahoo that was over 70 pounds. I think that was on Saturday. So fishing is good in Hatteras. And they got a big tournament coming up in about 10 days. The Hatteras Village Offshore Open will be going on. And I'll be a part of that, and I'll keep you posted on what's happening when all that begins. Inshore, they have had some cobia now. That's the first of the two fish I mentioned, some cobia. They've had some really great red drum fishing outside the inlet, in the inlet, and some of it back in the sound. One day they had 101, I told you about on Friday. One day, I think Saturday, they had 30-some. I mean, this is to the boat, and very, very good fishing. At Oregon Inlet, the fishing is hot, red hot, and then really scrappy. It seems like every day it switches. Saturday, they had a lot of Friday especially, but Friday and Saturday, they had great yellowfin tuna fishing, many boats catching their limit. And the second new species to talk about was the big eye tuna. Quite a few were caught in the 100 to 140 pound range, along with the yellowfin tuna, along with some mahi, and numerous blue marlin. That's all I'm hearing about billfish wise is blue marlin, but it shouldn't be long, the sailfish should start popping up, so we'll let you know about that. But great time to go offshore fishing if you can. Inshore, cobia, again, some of the boats are scouting around. We got a big cobia tournament coming up this weekend. Great red drum fishing. That's going to be all up and down the Outer Banks in just about all of our fishing areas. But there was quite a few drum caught in the inlet and back in the sound for the Oregon Inlet guys. Surf fishing, sea mullets. I saw good sea mullet catches, some puppy drum, and these bluefish that seem to be everywhere, these 6 to 8 pound bluefish. A lot of fun people catching them, so that's great too. And on the piers, sort of the same thing. Redanthi Pier had a couple days of good sea mullet fishing. Here's one I never have talked about in all the years I've been doing this, which is a long time. The Wildlife Pier across from Pirates Cove Marina, underneath the bridge. Some nice speckled trout caught there. That was on Saturday. The Avon Pier, I know they caught at least one cobia off the pier. Again, the cobia have showed up just in time. So fishing so far in our report is really, really good, and I'll be back to give you the rest of the report in just a moment.
Electricity, something I don't mix well with at all, and that's why I only trust the folks at ELS OBX. ELS OBX offers a variety of services from custom electrical installations to lighting design. ELS OBX has the experience and know-how to complete any job. They're committed to providing the highest quality lighting and electrical installations or service at affordable prices. Visit them online at ELSOBX.com to get a brighter idea of how shockingly awesome they are. See what I did there? ELSOBX, electrical and lighting solutions you can count on.
All right, let's talk backcountry fishing. The Pamlico Sound, the Croatan Sound, the Albemarle Sound, and all the rest of the sounds. Sheephead fishing is off to a good start this year. These guys that can find a little bit of structure, a little live bottom, or channel markers, lighthouses out in the sound are doing really good. Matt, from back of Ocracoke all the way up to Wanchese, the sheephead bite is on. Saw some kayakers catching a few speckled trout and a few puppy drum. And I say kayakers, but also any kind of boat. It really did kind of require a boat to be the most lucky, but that was going on. Puppy drum and those bluefish that are roaming offshore, inshore, near shore, around the inlets and in the backcountry are biting just about everywhere. And so that's what's going on there. And before I leave you, I do want to say congratulations to the folks that fished the Ocracoke Invitational Surf Fishing Tournament. Congratulations to team number one, which was the Riverside Rats, followed closely by the Jersey Rod and Reelers and position number two. Position number three was the Rising Tides. And then we get to the women. The highest finishing women's team was the Queen Mackerels that finished in ninth. And then they were followed by the Stormy Gales in 12th for the women. The largest fish in the tournament was a 44-inch red drum caught by Bobby Lee on the Riverside Rats. That's kind of an idea of what happened in the Ocracoke Invitational Surf Fishing Tournament. Thank you to Tony Lombardi from WalkingAngler.com for giving me all that information. And that's our fishing report on this Monday. I hope you guys have a great day, and thanks for stopping in.